Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Yeah, sending emails is something most people do on a daily basis, sometimes multiple times an hour. But what if you send it to the wrong person? Well, the misdirected email is one of the most disastrous office blunders and also remarkably common. Some 40% of workers in the US and the UK recently emailed the wrong person. That was according to a poll last year. And a surprising 20% claim to have lost their job as a result. So what do you do if you do it? Well, we're joined on the line now by Louisa Meehan, who is a HR and dispute resolution expert with Woodview HRM. You're very welcome to the programme, Louisa, this evening. We've all done it, you know, and you what do you do then?
We have. Look, it used to be easier. You used to be able to go in and do the recall. You still can go in to your email settings and recall an email. But I have found in the last couple of years that if that happens, it doesn't really come back to you. So you need to own up to it quickly, notice it ideally, contact the person who you have incorrectly emailed and ask them to delete the email and to confirm that they have deleted it. Depending on how sensitive the information is that you've sent, you may need to take some remedial measures in relation to that, or sort of, you know, notifying different people in relation to it, maybe the person that it was supposed to go to or the person that it's about. But one would hope that where it is particularly sensitive, you take more preventative measures and sort of stop yourself before you hit the send button. It tends to be the quick things that we're doing, or the things that we're doing when we're maybe upset about something, shall we say, and we react quickly, and then we can get ourselves caught in a situation where we've sent it to the incorrect person.
Yeah, or it can be just, you know, none of those things, which is what happened to me recently. There's a person working in RT who has the exact same name as my husband, and I sent him my holiday plans there recently by accident. And he very politely suggested he wasn't going to be coming on holiday with me. So that was, you know, luckily not that bad. But what about the angry rant, you know, that you might send, for example, about another colleague, and you sent it to the wrong Sean?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing to be very careful about. And, you know, you mentioned there the 20% that have lost their jobs, and I'm wondering, were they angry rants? The simple thing to do is try not to write it, buy a diary, write it down, you know, old-fashioned pen and paper somewhere that nobody can find it. But if you do want to email it, and if you do need to do that, make sure that you change the email address to yourself or to a trusted person, a colleague ideally, who you can send it to and say, look, can I send this? Is it okay? Also, I would strongly recommend, when we have that angry rant, and we all do that sometimes, write what you need to write, but don't send it for at least 24 hours until after you've slept on it. Come back, read it again after you've taken a pause, drawn your wind, had a moment to reflect, whatever it might be, a cup of coffee or a morning yoga walk or whatever you do to relax, and then come back and look at it. And if you're still
getting yourself an easy way out here. We're asking you about emails that have been sent, not taking a moment to reflect.
Preventative is good.
And it's really,
so
really good advice.
Sent,
but I'm saying, if you've lobbed the grenade already, if you've lobbed, let's say,
sometimes you might need to watch out for shrapnel. You know,
let's say I'm writing.
You've launched it.
No, hang on a second. Oh. Let's say, Louisa, I'm writing an email to you, and I write, yes, that Sarah McInerney is so useless, and she's so mean to people as well, and I hate those curly whirlies on her head, and I send it to Sarah McInerney. What do I do?
Yeah. So look, the first thing to do is hope that she likes you. I would, if you're in the office, not many people are. If you're in the office, you guys are. Physically go over and say, I'm really sorry, didn't mean for that to go to anybody, please forgive me. If you can't, pick up the phone and ring them. So whatever the most personable way of contacting the person is, do that, try and pull it back. It is possible that what you've sent, what you said there was quite polite, but it is possible that it's less polite and it's more problematic.
Could I pass it off as a joke? Could I ring Sarah and say, did you get my joke, Sarah?
Yeah, probably not. And I think if you try to pretend that it's something that it isn't, you're going to get in more trouble.
That's not a good idea.
To hold your hands up and say, look, I was having a bad minute. That's not how I feel all the time. In that moment, I was really upset about X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to do it. Please forgive me. We're better off to admit when we're wrong than to try and pretend we weren't wrong in the first place. But the problem is, if you're doing that is probably because the person has really annoyed you and you're really angry about something. You might be right to be angry, but because you've written it down and had the rant and sent the rant to the wrong person,
all of a
sudden it doesn't matter what you're angry about. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually writing an angry email right now, as you can imagine. Okay, so say then that's some good advice. If you're in the office with the person, go over to them straight away, hold your hands up and say, look, you know, I don't know what I was thinking, didn't mean that, you know, I apologize straight away. They're still angry.
Yeah.
Should you go to your boss and say this has just happened? Like, should you escalate it immediately or what should you do?
It depends on the person. You probably know the person a little bit, so it might be somebody who's just still a bit annoyed with you and they're okay being annoyed with you and they're just going to let it go, but they're going to let you know that they're annoyed and it'll all blow over in a couple of days. Or it could be the kind of situation where you know the person's annoyed and you know that they're going to raise it as an issue. If you feel that they're going to raise it, then you're probably better off to raise it yourself first. Hold your hands up and say, I made a mistake. This is what I've done. Please help me fix it. I've apologized.
Maybe the boss is busy with other stuff at the moment.
I assume that's what you do, though. Like, on a serious note, because this can happen to people who are dealing with far more sensitive information than myself and Cormac would tend to be dealing with, you know, sensitive GDPR information or, you know, maybe medical information or financial information, and you send it outside the organization.
So when you're going down that road, you're really heading down sort of legal issues where there isn't going to be a whoopsie-daisies, I'm sorry, it's not going to get you out. You know, there's GDPR issues. There can be stuff that have to be reported to the data commissioners, or, you know, if it's health, it might have to be reported into the Department of Health. So it can have really serious consequences, both for you as having sent it, but also for the person that it was about. So you do have to be extremely careful, but there's a lot of precautions and preventative measures in place for that kind of information being sent in the first place.
Okay.
And we've seen a lockdown at the HSC that they, you know, after the cyber attack that they had, they're even more cautious about what gets sent external within the external from the organization. So less likely to make those mistakes.
Okay, so good of a, just before you finish, I would never send an email like that. I must say, Sarah.
Of course.
Again. Again.
You might receive one.
Again.
Thanks, Cormac. Again. Yeah. Again. Ever since that one time. Louisa, that's brilliant advice. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Louisa Meehan, who is a HR and dispute resolution expert with Woodview HRM. Let us know your own thoughts or what has happened to you. The misdirected email, 51551.